There's more news today about the men believed to be responsible for the attacks in London last week. Three of the suspected suicide bombers have been identified as British nationals of Pakistani descent. A fourth is said to be Jamaican-born. Sean O'Neill is a senior reporter for The Times of London. He's with us now by phone from his office there. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us.
That's okay, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I understand police today released an image of the suspected bus bomber, Haseeb Hussein, who was taken shortly before he met the other attackers.
Yeah. Well, we think the image was taken on the same, when they were all together at Luton Railway Station, just north of London. And it seems they assembled there, the three Pakistani guys and the Jamaican guy met there and then travelled into King's Cross Station, which is a big interchange in London, by train.
And then dispersed from there to the various explosive sites.
Yeah. The big question about Hussein is where did he go? Because he's the guy who set off his bomb on the number 30 bus in Tavistock Square. The others managed to detonate their explosives on very crowded underground trains. So the reason they've released the image of Hussein is because they're basically trying to track what was he doing for the last hour of his life when his accomplices were dead. Where was he? Did he take further instructions? What were his movements? Why did he choose to target a bus? You know, there are a lot of unanswered questions about Hussein and what he was doing in that last hour of his life.
We do know that he was the youngest of the four. What do we know of his life?
Not a lot, really. He was 18. He seems to have been fairly quiet, fairly unremarkable teenager when he was at school. At some point, and this is quite traditional amongst the Pakistani community in Britain, he was sent to Pakistan. And the reason quite often families do that is because they fear that their youngsters are becoming too westernized. They want to keep them in touch with their heritage and their background. They send them off to Pakistan for religious education, to meet their extended family, that sort of thing. But it seems that when Hussein got to Pakistan, he might have ended up in one of these rather fundamentalist madrasas or religious schools. And we think possibly this is where he was indoctrinated.
Another of the suspects, Shehzad Tanweer, was also in Pakistan.
Yes, Tanweer, we think, was in Pakistan as recently as December of last year or January of this year. We think, again, he met people there and possibly was in contact with the Jamaican guy. Maybe that's where he met him. The Jamaican guy is a black convert to Islam. There doesn't seem to be any way that their paths would have crossed either that at a mosque or possibly a madrasa. They appear to come from different parts of Britain, and the Pakistani guys in particular don't really travel widely outside of that immediate community they live in West Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm. One of the more surprising stories are those three relatively young men, and one 18, very young. That's quite different from Mohammed Sadiq Khan, 30 years old, a school teacher with an 8-month-old baby.
A very interesting man, yeah. I mean, we've had information tonight, or certainly acquaintances of his talking, to say he was a very angry man about the state of the world, about Britain's role in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that he ran and worked in an Islamic bookshop, and quite often a lot of these bookshops sell a lot of jihadi material. So he seems to have been very politically aware and articulate, and very angry. And it seems that he too has travelled to Afghanistan. His role in a school was not so much as a teacher as a kind of a mentor, working alongside teachers, trying to help the children of recently arrived immigrants in a fairly deprived, poor inner city area. But we have in our paper today some quite startling pictures of him in the classroom with some children, which were actually taken by one of our sister papers, the Times Educational Supplement, some years ago. So it's quite a staggering image to see this sort of kindly, benign, smiling man who's in a classroom with primary school children, and to know that within 2 years he's blown himself to smithereens on a tube train.
Mm. And that seems to be one of the puzzlements of this. These, at least so far, seem to be ordinary men.
Yeah, but I think that the truth is we don't or rather, the, should we say, the police and the intelligence services here don't really have a lot of what they would call penetration into those communities. The Pakistani and Bengali communities, I think, in particular in Britain, have been, of all the immigrant communities, the least integrated. You know, they don't mix that brilliantly with either the black folk or the white folk or the Eastern Europeans who are currently coming in, who are all much more, I think, outgoing communities. You know, so I think there's a real problem in getting to know those communities and getting to know what goes on in those communities.
Sean O'Neill, obviously we hope to find out more in the days to come. Thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
Sean O'Neill, a senior reporter for the Times newspaper in London. He joined us by phone from his office there.